Time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call this woman about her auto insurance.
They had inadvertently canceled her.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she got it all straightened out after a lot of, you know, frustrating phone conversations. But now, of course, we're going to call, and it's not really straightened out.
This is Vicky.
Hello, Vicky. This is Ed with Insurance. How are you?
Just fine.
I am calling about your recent claim that you have in on the...
Uh-huh.
There's a problem that's come up with this. It looks to me like you had missed a payment a couple months back.
No, there was an error by y'all's office. They did not send our payment in.
Hmm. Well, I just noticed that
everything had to be reinstated.
I just noticed that you had been canceled, though.
It was because of y'all's error, because they didn't send a payment in. A payment was sent to the office, and it was not sent... You need to contact, what's his name, at the Belleville office.
What's his name? Who would that be?
I can't think of his name offhand.
Well, see, I'm looking through the records, and I don't find anything about that it was our fault. I just see that you had been dropped and then reinstated.
Right. It was by y'all's error.
Well, I don't have that kind
of
information.
Well, then you need to call the Belleville office and talk to them, because they have all that information.
And talk to what's-his-name, I know, but I don't know who that would be.
I'm sorry, I can't think of his name offhand.
We don't cancel people unless there's a reason.
Well, it was y'all's error because y'all didn't send the payment posted. They did not post the payment in Fort Worth.
I don't have that here, and we're not going to be able to process this claim due to the cancellation that occurred.
Well, sir, that wasn't our fault.
Well, you say this to me over and over.
Well, if you can give me a number, I will have my agent call you.
No, that wouldn't be necessary, as I am the senior officer over your claim. Now, I have instructed the body shop to go ahead and bill you directly.
Well, I'll talk to the agent in Belleville also.
Well, the agent isn't going to help you because, as I said, I am over the agent.
Well, the policy was in effect. There wasn't a cancellation.
The policy had been canceled.
No, sir, it had not.
Yes, it had.
Okay, I'll have to call the Belleville office.
Well, what good is that going to do
because,
you? They report to me.
He's the meanest person who ever lived. All right.
This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, it's me again, and I just want to apologize for that. I didn't mean to be so rude with you.
Well, you know, that's not the way you do business.
And I want to say I'm sorry, and I think we can get this whole thing worked out to your satisfaction. I understand you're a nurse.
Correct.
I have a little problem that maybe you could help me with.
Okay.
I have a certain stiffness that maybe you could work on for me. Kind of give me a rub down.
I don't deal that way. I'm sorry.
You're a nurse, certainly a professional. You could work my stiffness with your healing hands.
Oh, I don't do that. You know, I'm very married. I'm happily married. I'm a professional, and I don't deal that way.
I know you're married because I just spoke with your husband.
And this is a scan.
Oh, boy.
Vicky, yeah, Douglas wanted us to call you. It's Dean and Raj. And your boss is in on this, too.
Yes, they're all standing here going, pick up the other line. Just shut up and pick up the other line.
Just do it.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.